Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
That is exactly what I needed to hear.
Thank God someone here knows what they're talking about.
That's us. That's right. Gotta love this American ride.
All right, you need to take the time and get the full picture.
I love the ladies. I mean, they rev my engine, but they don't belong in the newsroom. It is Anchor Man, not Anchor Lady.
What do you want from me? I'm not a married sweetheart.
Goodness sake, Kid. Keep your voice down. Your father's listening to the radio.
I'm not a married sweetheart.
This is the Annie Fry Show.
I'll make a prediction that I would bet some serious money on. He will maybe not be convicted in the Senate, but there will be a bipartisan group of people to vote to convict him. It may not be a lot of Republicans in the Senate, but there will be some Republicans that will vote to remove this president from office in January of 2020.
Claire McCaskill there saying that there will be Republican senators who vote to remove Trump. You want to name them? Any suggestions?
Mitt Romney. Lisa Murkowski. I don't think Susan Collins will do it.
You think Lisa Murkowski would?
I do. I don't know. I mean, it depends on how this whole thing shakes out. We'll see.
Man.
I think Mitt Romney's waiting for it. He might be the only one.
Vote to impeach him and then he runs. Mitt Romney versus Hillary Clinton. That's like when you have a dream after you've seen a movie and you take parts of one of the story and you combine it with what happened at work that day.
Right.
But then you saw a commercial and that guy's in it too.
Right. Like Elsa and Anna are running from Terminator 2.
It's Anna.
Whatever.
No, it's different.
It's not. It's.
You don't call Elsa. You don't call me Ani.
Yes,
and
I
do. And you won't. It is not permitted. Hey, Ani, come here.
I don't do it on purpose, Ani.
Right?
See, I didn't even notice it. It just happened. It just slips right out. Just like when I chew ice.
The ice slips out.
Spit ice all over this keyboard.
Even grosser, Ryan.
Duly noted.
Do you think, to think that there will be Republicans that would vote for it, Claire McCaskill suggesting that there would be those Republicans voting for this impeachment, I don't see it happening. I do feel as though this impeachment is going to look a lot like, in the Senate, is going to look a lot like it did in 1998, save one thing. It will be the opportunity for the Republicans to have their say and participate and investigate and ask questions of witnesses that they did not have the ability to have before, that was not provided for them in the House. Think about all of the rule changes. Think about all of the ways that the Democrats recalibrated the system so that they cleared the runway for this impeachment plane to take off. Every single opportunity that they could remove any type of resistance to this process, they did it. And Adam Schiff was put in charge of it because he could do it with no shame. Adam Schiff is so... The only person who may be more hateable in Washington, D.C. right now for me than Adam Schiff is James Comey.
The report found lots of mistakes. That's really significant, really unfortunate, but that's why you do IG reports. And so that's good that he's jumped on that.
James Comey is the guy you didn't invite into the room.
Right.
Who's offering all his opinions and assessments on things. You're like, why are you here? Oh. Go away.
He's the
and
guy at
so
the
tall.
End of the race who's doing a victory lap where you go, wait a minute, you weren't even in this race.
Yeah. Why are you here?
We've come to understand the Attorney General envisions his role as being a spokesperson for the president, but John Durham is a professional, and I hope he explains what on earth are you doing talking about an investigation like that in that manner that's still going on. The Department of Justice requires a compelling public interest to talk about a pending investigation. What exactly is that here? What are you doing, man, is the question I'd have for him.
What are you doing, man? That's what he has to say?
Come here, man.
That's what Joe Biden has to say.
James Comey is the cool guy now.
Yeah. James, yeah, says him only.
Yeah, James He's Comey cool says dude. James Comey's a cool guy.
Right.
Here's James Comey has a lot to say all the time about everything.
Yeah, he's sitting in rooms giving interviews and nobody's there asking.
I mean, John Durham, as I said, I don't know him really well, but he has a strong professional relationship. That's the only thing he has to lose here. And so that should give us some comfort that he will be guided only by the facts. But this statement commenting on his work while he's still doing it is confusing and concerning.
Yeah, James Comey, confusing and concerning.
For you. Because your name's in the mix as people he's investigating.
Do Democrats like him? He's partially responsible, likely, for the drastic change in people who are maybe thinking, okay, fine, I'll vote for Hillary. I'll do it. I don't want to do it. And then he opens the investigation in the seventh inning of this whole process. Like, what was it? I think it was, the date in my head is October 25th. I don't know if
that was before that.
When he reopened it. Right before the election actually took place.
Well, that would be like a week before the election.
I know, yeah.
I think
crazy.
It was a little before that, but I may be wrong. I'll look it up.
He was, right before the election happens, he goes and decides to reopen this election. And then within a short amount of time, they're like, oh, nothing to see here. And nobody could believe it. The FBI was tripping all over itself. And now we have the IG report and we understand why that is a little bit. Really ridiculous the way he just feels as though he's fired from his position. He's never had the opportunity to invest some, a break, some time away from what's going on in this mess as their investigation's going on, as the Mueller report was looking into what was going on. He hasn't had the time away where he's no longer the story to come back in and weigh in on the story. I think it's important to look into this and see why he's so present all the time. He's so visible at certain times and then he kind of goes away. But then he comes right back on the scene and who likes him? The Democrats couldn't stand him. It's really, really something.
Not only were you right, I think you were right down to the day.
October 25th?
Oh, did you say 25th? It was 28th.
It was 25th and 28th in my head, and I couldn't remember. See?
Nice job.
Yeah, so do you have the story that suggests, or the headline of what actually, it was the question of the emails. It had to do with Hillary's emails, and they reopened it on that day. And everybody's jaws just dropped.
It was in connection with Anthony Weiner, if you remember all that.
Oh,
it was that they found they got his laptop.
Yeah, got his laptop. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
And they felt that they had to do it and they were going back and forth. Do we do this before the election? Can we hold this and not do this? Because they found all of those emails on that laptop because he got arrested.
Right.
For communicating inappropriately with minors.
Ugh.
Why haven't we seen any of these things? They reopen these investigations, and do they just exonerate her of everything? I mean, I guess that's what they're saying.
Just think about what Hillary Clinton has potentially gotten away with while Donald Trump is about to be impeached in the House of Representatives.
No kidding.
For things that have been implied and inferred. It's an amazing time to be alive.
Does it bother you that this is a little bit bigger issue, but the DOJ... It's like they're just following the media narrative of things that have gone wrong. It's, okay, maybe Russia had collusion with Trump. Well, okay, we'll investigate that. Maybe there was FISA court abuse. Okay, we'll investigate that. Doesn't it seem to you like there should be something that the media doesn't know about that would be investigated? Like, we don't know everything. You should know that.
I think the Durham investigation is very interesting because people have been so captivated by these other huge stories, these other huge headlines that are going on, that the Durham investigation is, what, a C or a D level story right now? Potentially, it could be the biggest story of a generation, depending on what. Think about this for a second. If Durham looks into how the FISA court approved the ability for that department to spy, your own government spying on the campaign of somebody who is running for the presidency. If that Steele dossier, I mean, think about how sleazy that Steele dossier was. The Steele dossier was supposed to be in play to take Trump out of the race. It wasn't supposed to be helpful for an impeachment. He wasn't supposed to win. Nobody thought that Trump was going to win. That was never the plan. And it was so ridiculous in the way it was presented. The things that I have never even read through the whole thing because it makes me blush. Because I don't want to read those things. But I've gotten the Cliff Notes, mm-hmm. and that was more than I bargained for anyway. It is so amazing to think that it's possible. Just like it was crazy to think that Trump might have partnered with Russia to try to undermine an election, that's a crazy thought. And until we've investigated it and know that it didn't happen, then you can breathe a sigh of relief. Well, why did we think that in the first place? When we investigated and spent $25 million plus dollars and years of precious time where things can be done for the American people, why did that start in the first place? That's the question we have now. We investigated the Russia collusion thing thoroughly. It didn't happen. The Russians did meddle with our election. Yes, that did happen. It didn't happen for the first time ever in 2016. In fact, the Obama administration was looking into it aggressively starting in 2014. So to suggest that there is a Trump correlation there is disingenuous at best. How in the world did we spend this much time and this much American tax dollar money looking into something that the president did not do at all and know that the origination of that story was a gossip rag that somebody who was paid by the Democrats and paid by the Hillary campaign put together because that person is very publicly has a vendetta against candidate Donald Trump? I mean, those facts are so glaring out in front of you that I think we sometimes we're trying to look around it to see what the real story is. Take a step back and look what's in front of you and know that Durham is investigating this right now. And we will find out about what is taking place. And good Lord knows that we wouldn't know any of this if Hillary would have been elected.
I just hope that he doesn't, like we've seen a lot so far, investigate the tip of the iceberg and nobody ends up looking underwater.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it feels like over and over. Here's what you can see, American public.
Yep.
We're going to investigate just that, but they don't ever get any deeper. And I just hope this Durham investigation is the one that finally goes scuba diving.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's take a quick break. When we come back, we can get to some phone calls. Mike, you'll be first up. 314-241-9797. 314-241-9797. Join us on the Facebook Live. We'll be back in just a minute.
You're listening to The Annie Fry Show.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. We are working right now on reconnecting with Hogan Gidley, who had to step away, was unavailable. So we are going to schedule him either at some point in this show, or we'll get him on during the week. There's a lot going on, certainly. Every time we get the White House to come on, we're like, wow, that's cool.
That's awesome. We can say something, or is that?
Well, Lauren Daigle, it's not related to anything you were talking about, but Lauren Daigle was on Christian radio when I was on Christian radio. So whenever I hear her, I think back to what I was thinking at the time. And now,
like, I cannot wait.
Go ahead.
The suspense is killing me, and I just want to live in this moment here. All right, let me know. Let me know the rest of the story. Go ahead.
Whenever I would see her name, Lauren Daigle, I would think Lieutenant Daigle from Reno 911. Not the image you want to have in your head right before going on to talk about
Lauren
Daigle.
It was inappropriate.
So was that everything you had hoped for?
It's everything I expected.
Yep. You know who Lieutenant Daigle is, though, right?
No.
From Reno 911?
No.
He's the guy that wore the super high cutoff tight shorts all the time.
It's a show about police officers.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. In Reno.
Does it have a Super Troopers vibe?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Very much so.
I watched Super Troopers one time when I was sick, and it was like, okay, I guess I'll do this.
Yep.
It's about what I expected.
Before we move on.
Yeah, let's not move on.
Time Person of the Year is going to be revealed tomorrow. Who do you guys think it's going to be?
The Time Person of the year?
Yep.
Probably Lieutenant Dangle.
Someone said the whistleblower. Someone else said Sean Spicer.
Spicy. Man, he shook the world. He made so many people who were 58 years old and female just really mad. And I mean, I've never seen people who watch a show called Dancing with the Stars so angry.
Oh, man. Same.
That's why I don't watch the show, because I just get so furious
that you're watching
it. My favorite doesn't win.
If I ever end up watching Dancing with the Stars, I always enjoy it. I like watching it, but it's not appointment TV for me.
Right. Yeah. No, I'm not with you at all.
I'm not in the point in my life where I get to make appointments to watch TV at all.
Yeah.
DVR. Streaming, that type of thing, but...
That's the amazing thing, is that you don't have to make appointments to watch TV anymore with these new streaming devices.
Well, and I watch a lot of YouTube channels. Mm-hmm. I love YouTube channels.
Makeup blogs?
No.
Mm-mm.
Why,
that's
do you think
what
I was going to have you wear my dark lipstick yesterday.
Women
forgot
watch?
To do that.
Do you think that's the only thing women watch?
The expansive amount of our brains.
That and cooking shows.
I set him up for that.
Can I say your email address on the air? Ryan.Wiggins@entercom.com.
Ah, no, dump it.
Don't do it.
Second delay. We're still within it. Hit it.
Nope. Say it again and again and again. I want to get to some phone calls here. 314-241-9797. The impeachment papers have been filed. The articles, I should say. Here's Jerry Nadler talking about the first article.
The House Committee on the Judiciary is introducing two articles of impeachment, charging the President of the United States, Donald J. Trump, with committing high crimes and misdemeanors. The first article is for abuse of power. It is an impeachable offense for the President to exercise the powers of his public office to obtain an improper personal benefit while ignoring or injuring the national interest.
I don't think that history is going to look kindly specifically on Jerry Nadler.
I don't think it's going to look kindly on him within a year.
Yeah. Jerry Nadler didn't look kindly on his own history in 1998. That's funny because it's so true. I'm sorry. I crack myself up because you could have Jerry Nadler fighting Jerry Nadler about the same issue and he'd be on both sides of the aisle and it's only based on politics. There are Republicans who have done the same thing. The question is who's right? I hate the whataboutisms, I do believe that the Democrats want to impeach Trump knowing it's not going to go anywhere in the Senate just so that they feel as though Republicans can stop saying, well, Bill Clinton was impeached. Like now it'll be, that is a wash. I don't know how much political capital they get out of that. But in many, many cases, Bill Clinton, his legacy is tarnished for his impeachment. And half the people, probably more than half the people that know that President Clinton was impeached don't realize it was because he lied under oath and not because he had sex with an intern. Mm-hmm. All right. 314-241-9797. Mike, thanks for calling the show.
Hi, Annie. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Fellow Illinoisan here.
Oh, well, we'll suffer together.
I know. I listen to your show every day. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Everybody keeps bringing up Hillary. That was so 3 years ago. Yeah, it did. And after 11 hours of testimony, which she did, which Trump has been invited to do, and he won't, where's the indictments? We've already got indictments, and we've got criminal charges, and there is jail sentences. There's actually people doing time because of the Trump campaign right now. It was so 3 years ago. Why are we beating a dead horse here?
With Hillary Clinton?
Yeah, absolutely.
Because there was...
She testified 11 hours. She testified 11 hours.
Well, but Mike,
Trump testifies through Twitter.
Mike. Isn't that the camel's name? Isn't that the camel says in the commercial?
Oh, it is. Mike, what day is it?
Yeah, you would know.
It'd be really funny.
Tomorrow's Wednesday, Annie.
My name's Paul, Annie.
The point I'm trying to make is that I'm not bringing up Hillary's name because I like to talk about Hillary Clinton. In fact, if you listen to the show a lot, which you say you listen every day, I don't talk about Hillary Clinton very much. The point is just that there was a poll that was just released in a major publication that suggested that Hillary Clinton would have 21% of the support right now if she were to enter the race. So she would would be the front runner, and I think that's news.
Okay, but why hasn't Trump testified? All we heard out of Jim Jordan.
Mike. No, okay, you're going to listen for just a second, Mike, because you called my show, and we're going to have this conversation because I think we can come to an agreement, at least to disagree, maybe even an agreement to agree. But when it comes to what you're saying about Hillary Clinton, your assertion when you call into the show is you're trying to suggest that I am bringing up old stories on Hillary because I want to punch down at Hillary. I didn't say anything about Hillary Clinton, and I don't talk about her emails in the sense that, you know, we should go back and put her in jail. I'm not here saying lock her up. I brought her name into the conversation because there's news out here that suggests that if she got into the race, which there is no clear front runner right now, that she would have some value to Democratic voters. That's the story right now. You're the one who's calling in and bringing up what she did 3 years ago. You're the one who's bringing up the fact that there are indictments on one side and not on the other. I'm not talking about that. You are. And then when I answer your question about it, your response is, why hasn't Trump testified? I mean, this is like hopscotch here, and I can't quite keep up with all the different points you're trying to make. And when I answer them, you just sidestep and go a different direction. So what is the actual question that you have here that you'd like me to answer?
So Jim Jordan, who Ohio State has seven people that came out and accused him. He came out and said Trump has not had a chance to defend himself. Well, when he was invited, the White House said, nobody is going to show up. Nobody's coming.
All right,
why?
Mike, pause.
Why?
Pause. Jim Jordan, you just went into another drastically different direction here. You tried to...
Hillary testified.
No, Mike, gosh, give me a second here. You wanted to talk about Jim Jordan there, but the point you made had nothing to do with Jim Jordan, but you wanted to get in there that there are accusations that are... He is not under any sort of criminal investigation. There's nothing about Jim Jordan right now other than allegations, and there are allegations about everybody who serves in office. It's part of the territory when you decide to take that office. The point I'm trying to make is you probably think I carry water for the president. And I don't dismiss this president's misdeeds, but I also don't ignore the amazing things that he's done for our country. And you can't ignore that. So if you want to call into the show and try to make a point about Trump, but disparage other people that don't have anything to do with the point you're trying to make, and then if I have a coherent response for you, try to pick a different Republican that you hate right now and crap all over them to make your next point. You're very disingenuous in what you're bringing to the show. If you have a point to make, I'm happy to let you make that point. And I'm happy if you completely disagree with me. In fact, I love that because I like having those kinds of conversations. But you're on a non sequitur from one person to the next, just trying to knock people down that you don't like.
I understand what you're saying. So through the first hearings, why did they say that the Trump administration was not allowed to testify at all? During the second hearings, they invited him, and he said, nope, nobody will be there to show.
Sure.
Just tell me why. Why did Hillary sit through?
I'd be happy to answer your question, Mike, but I do have to get to a break, and that's an easy, easy question. Because the people who are being allowed to testify in the first hearing and the people who weren't being allowed to testify in the first hearing, it was partisan. It was done on an extremely partisan level. So why in no lawyer worth their weight would ever allow their client to go testify in a tainted partisan room like that intelligence committee hearing? What lawyer that ever even opened a law school book would allow their client to go put themselves into a biased room like that? That would be the stupidest thing ever. And not being present in that room doesn't mean that that automatically makes them guilty. In my opinion, it makes them very smart. And if you listen to the people who testified, including the professor Turley, he said that the way that the president was using the courts to push back against the subpoenas is indicative of our third branch of government, the judiciary. And taking those subpoenas to court and saying we're going to hold off on those is part of what the executive branch gets to do. It's not a government ruled by the legislative branch. It's not a government ruled by Adam Schiff, no matter what he dreams about in the middle of the night. If you think that the president should go testify because he's innocent, you've never been in a courtroom in the United States. You don't go put yourself in the line of fire, even if you don't have a reason to do it to defend yourself. You don't put yourself in the line of fire because it's dangerous. That's so simple.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, here we're going to open this bear trap. Mr. President, would you consider walking into this bear
just
trap?
Just walk on in.
Yeah. It's ridiculous.
We won't set it off.
Let's take a quick break. Tony Colombo's coming in studio here. When we return, we're going to do a Signs of the Apocalypse. That kind of felt like one. Mike. Guess what day it is? It's not impeachment day. It's impeachment articles day. And I would assume Mike is a fan that the Democrats have taken this turn. But it's not going to go anywhere. And if the more we look into these political motives by both parties, the way the Republicans are acting, they're acting in kind to the very, very partisan acts of the Democratic Party. And this is as good as it's going to get for quite some time until the people in Washington, D.C. care more about us than they care about themselves. We'll be back with Tony Colombo in a minute.
You're listening to The Annie Fry Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
As a cactus, you're as charming as any.
I'm Bernie Sanders. I'm running for president.
You're a bad banana with a
greasy black tail.
Why are you so shocked by this?
You're just following the banana on the wall story.
I have been following that.
Is there news in the story?
I'm not following it. I know the story exists, and it made me mad when I read the headline, and then I opted out.
The banana was put on a wall with duct tape and under the impression that it was art. It was worth a lot of money. And a gentleman took the banana off the wall and ate it and then threw away the banana peel.
And what was the art valued at?
Oh, gosh.
$120,000.
Yeah.
It was a duct taped banana.
Yep, $120,000.
So sad.
It is sad. State of culture these days. Mm. A banana taped to a wall is six figure value, and a guy ate the banana. Was the whole thing a setup? Is the banana part of, or is the guy eating it part of a setup? Are we all talking about
is
this dumb story?
Art?
Is the reason why this gets to be a big story is because obviously this is going to happen and it's all set up and now everybody knows this art gallery or wherever it was? Are we all just suckers?
Maybe.
Am
yeah.
I just cynical?
No, I think that you saying that this is all dumb is correct.
I think you're calling it out.
Congratulations to John from St. Louis, right here in St. Louis, who won the Cardinal ticket package. Do you still have the list of what we gave away?
Yeah.
Today, so we're doing a 12 days of giveaways here on the Andy Fry Show, sponsored by Retirement Advisory Group and Thomas Helbig. So thank you very much. Thomas is a great friend of ours here. And today's giveaway that John won, read it again just because it's so amazing.
Cardinals bobblehead holiday pack for the 2020 season. 5 weekend games that all include bobblehead giveaways.
Nice.
So this is a pretty sweet, sweet package. And we will be doing that every day through up to Christmas?
Yeah, well, the 24th.
The gifts are different every day.
Yeah, gifts are different every day.
We are doing it every day.
And
Christmas.
The gifts are pretty sweet. So I would encourage you, we've got the little sounder that we'll play. Ryan will read about what's going to happen and what you can win and what caller you need to be. And the sounder can be a different time every show. So we might give you some hints, though.
Mm-hmm.
In the early part of the show, if you listen in the noon hour, we'll give you some hints about when it's going to happen.
I might accidentally tell you exactly when it's going to air like I did today.
Yeah, which is very, very not surprising. Hi, Tony.
Hi, guys. Tony.
What's happening?
Not much.
What's happening?
So real quick before we get to Signs of the Apocalypse, mm-hmm. We had some delicious lunch delivered yesterday. And it's Haley brought them in. It's very sweet. She's the owner and founder of Basically It Meals. You can see more about this at basicallyitmeals.com. We might be partnering with them in the future, but we got to try some of these healthy subscription-based meals that are made right here in St. Louis.
Mm-hmm.
And they were delicious. And I'm thinking right now about the snack bars that they had that I would like to eat. They're coconut with chocolate chips in it.
I really want to try one of those.
Super delicious. We had Ryan and I had them yesterday.
They
and Ryan's
soft.
Not really a coconut person, but I love them.
No, I'm not. And I still liked them.
Yeah, they're delicious.
They look very soft.
If you watched our Facebook live earlier, we had those and Tony shared it with us.
Mm-hmm. I did.
Good stuff.
Are you... I was in the right place at the right time.
Are you ready for signs?
I am.
Now. Signs of the apocalypse on the Annie Fry Show.
I have so freaking many of
really?
These.
All right,
like,
let's have
I just have so many that I don't even know where
to start. Start at the top.
Okay, we'll start at the top. Christmas decorations.
Woo!
Right?
For him. Yes, let's do it.
Everybody's got them out.
Next one?
Yeah.
You guys, real or fake tree people?
Real.
Fake.
Ugh.
Rob Lowe.
I love Rob Lowe.
Celebrity Rob Lowe. His secret to healthy Christmas trees is feeding them 7-Up.
Oh.
Is this real?
This is real.
Does he have a fake tree?
Rob Lowe says no.
Just checking.
Rob Lowe is apparently crazy about Christmas trees, and he says the secret to making them last is giving them 7-Up to drink.
All right. I'm not mad at that.
I'll try it if Rob Lowe says so.
Tree experts.
I'm a fake tree.
Tree experts, maybe botanists.
And the Brat Pack, I'll say.
Say he's crazy and that is not a thing, but he says he's been doing it for years and he swears by it that the reservoir is always filled with half water and half 7-Up.
It's because he ran out. His water got shut off one day.
He says he swears by it.
Have you seen Rob Lowe's son trolling Rob Lowe on like Instagram and Twitter? It's so funny. He's always like, all right, dad.
Yeah,
like,
it's the best.
You're looking a little cold there. Might want to put a shirt on. It's so funny.
Here's the thing. Rob Lowe would know best about this because he was in the movie version of Christmas Shoes.
And he's Rob Lowe.
And he's Rob Lowe.
Yeah, I got no problems with that.
We have the cameras on?
Yeah. I always love doing stories that require visuals.
This one requires visuals, so get to the Facebook page. Is that where we're at?
Facebook.com/Annie Fry Show.
There you go. Go there now.
Inching towards 10,000.
I have something terrible to show you.
I don't want to see it.
People always complain about the women's restroom lines being so much longer than the men's room.
Truth.
Right?
I don't want to see what picture goes with this.
The main reason for that is because women's bathrooms have fewer toilets, since stalls take up more room than urinals. Men's bathrooms have an average of 1.3 toilets for every one in a woman's bathroom. So,
you ever use the 0.23 one?
A company in Hong Kong.
In a pinch.
Is heavily promoting
it's the drain in the bottom of the pool.
Women's bathrooms to switch to female urinals.
Uh-oh.
That seems counterproductive.
They say the
That's
urinals
gonna take a long time.
They say the urinals could cut women's time in the bathroom in half.
Cut our what?
Work?
Cut the time in the bathroom in half. And as a result, the lines would be shorter.
I don't even want...
They could also put more urinals in the bathroom.
No. Women do not use urinals. Women want privacy. I want floor-to-ceiling walls. I want privacy.
Do you want to take a guess at how you use the urinal?
Like a
bumper.
Because
that's
like
where the pictures come in.
Like you bumper pee.
Whoa. It's basically just making you into a dude.
Here.
Heck, no, I don't want to see it. I know.
Use a funnel.
That woman is not as happy as she is acting in that photo.
That's why they use
this
a cartoon.
This seems like so much work.
So how does this work?
This is a lot more work.
Can you imagine walking into a restroom and standing next to a woman
peeing
like that?
The urinals are no different. They look just like the urinals in a men's room, only the women get a disposable cardboard funnel.
No, you don't.
Mm-mm.
I'm not even going to go any further.
I'm done with this.
Can I tell an embarrassing story? Just a quick embarrassing story about me.
I'd rather bumper pee. Go ahead.
So I used a men's restroom not too long ago.
Were you medium drunk?
And I was at a wedding.
Were you medium drunk?
It was not medium drunk.
Were you maximum drunk?
I was part of the wedding, and I was holding my bladder for a very long time.
Was it during the wedding?
And it was right after the speeches. I'm like, this is a good time to go. And I race to the bathroom. The women's line is stupid long.
You were at least medium drunk.
And so I went to the men's line. And a guy was walking out, and he was very nice. And he said, I'll watch the room. I'll make sure all of the men leave. And then you can use the restroom. And he did it.
Like the queen.
It was really sweet and very embarrassing. But I had to go. And so that's that, guys.
Would you have rather hold a disposable device?
No.
You would have. In that moment.
In that moment, I would have, but that is a last-minute resort.
When you're medium drunk and you got to go.
You don't even have to hold the device. Just go.
Go.
Gross.
I think this is the right room for this story. In fact, this might be low.
We're about to find out some things about ourselves, folks.
I'm including myself in this.
Uh-oh.
A new study has revealed that we wake up in a bad mood 300 days a year.
Yeah.
No way.
It's the worst part of my day.
Yeah.
I hate waking up, but I'm not like, bah, I hate life.
Are you in a good mood? You're not in a good
300
mood.
300 like, days a year, groggy. we wake up in a bad mood.
I'm at least 16 ounces of coffee away from needing to speak to people.
Which is like 5.5 days of the week.
That's terrible.
That's sad.
Ryan, I bet you wake up in a great mood, don't you?
Usually.
Oh, gosh.
It's very depressing.
What about this room? Can we poll this room?
Mm-hmm.
Would you say you wake up in a bad mood 5 days out of the week?
Yeah. Mm-mm. Maybe seven.
Mm-mm. Seven.
You too? Yeah. Man. Is it because you guys don't sleep well?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And yep, you just need more?
And I hate the mornings.
That's the problem.
Big time.
It's true. Sorry.
And my kids hate the morning.
Just sit over there and radiate sunshine, Ryan. So
every morning's just a battle.
Man.
There we go. According to a new study, we wake up in bad mood 300 days a year. It's basically five or six days out of the week, 82% of the time. And here's the top four reasons why. We wake up too cold, an average of 1.24 times a week. We wake up too hot, an average of 1.74 times. Some loud noises wake us up 1.3 times a week.
That's worse.
And a bad or strange dream wakes us up 1.4 times a week.
That's the worst.
I need culmination. I need to know the resolution, whether it's good or bad. How does this end?
Same study says we only get 91 nights of full uninterrupted sleep per year.
I think that's high.
I think that's way high.
That's low.
Those people are not parents.
91 times.
I've got three kids, and they don't wake me up except for maybe once a week.
What's your wife have to say if she were asked that same question?
She'd say once a week.
Mm. Well, you just are a better parent than I am.
Well, they do call me Rip Van Wiggins. I sleep really hard.
Your children do?
Yeah.
Who's my kids?
Who's the they?
You know,
I've never heard anyone call you that.
Man, if I walk on the street, you wouldn't stop hearing it. It's like Norm walking into a bar. There he is.
There's
Rip Van Wiggins.
That's not true.
But my kids inherited that from me, and they sleep really well.
All right. Well, that's good.
Yeah.
Good for everybody.
Yeah. His old RV dub. Get RVW tattooed.
Oh, yeah.
It's better than the other things they got.
RVW tattooed on my shoulder blade. You know me.
Yeah, right below the dolphin jumping over a rainbow.
Rip Van Wiggins.
I love it.
28-year-old woman named Ruby Delgadillo.
I love the name Ruby.
Something like that.
I love the name
California. Earlier this week, she took her son to a barbershop. She did not like the haircut that the 63-year-old barber gave her son. She argued with the barber. Then she went outside to write down the license plate number. Or no, then he went outside and wrote down her license plate number because she was screaming at him in his barbershop. She saw him writing down her license plate number, so she ran him over.
Well, and you're presented with so few options.
She ran him over. She ran over the barber because the barber gave her son a haircut that she was not
happy
with.
It'd be like that.
Remember when I said that I turned into Mama Bear and blackout?
Broke his leg.
That's me.
Broke his leg and fled the scene.
That's terrible. Real quick, I got a question for you, Tony. We've been asking everybody. Have you heard us talking about gift exchanges?
Yes.
If you have a gift exchange budget agreed upon by everybody, and it's $50, should you spend $50 or should you acquire a $50 item and save as much money as you can? What are you supposed to do?
Spend up to $50 on what you think would be a good present for that person.
So if you see something and it's regularly
$50,
can you spend $25?
Sure. Yes,
but would
you
make up the rest? Would you, if you only spend that
$25,
would
you
make
up the rest? If you know that that person's going to like it. If you know that that person's going to like it, you could spend, I wouldn't go any less than $25 on a $50 present.
But what if it's a $50 item on sale for 70% off?
Oh, then you're fine.
To the value.
So
your value.
Totally fine. So you're saying acquire the value of the gift exchange. Yes. You don't have to spend the money.
Correct.
It's 50-50 right now on our Facebook Live poll. There's been no more decisive than 60% one way or the other. It's crazy. All right. Podcast available at radio.com. Dave Glover Show coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.